follow the logical thinking. Follow, trust your experience. Probably it's the best way. But if you want to do it in a creative way, the logical way is not working anymore, okay, then maybe we have to try to think in a different way. And that's what I call the curse of knowledge. And you certainly see it in professions where there is a lot of expertise. You know, professors at universities, some engineers who are really good at their job. Sometimes you notice if you ask a question that's just outside their domain, they already start to freak out. They're like, oh, it's not possible, we can't do it. And probably, all of us, we are also experts. So if you ask you something about your domain, what do you do? We do this and this and this. And if you would ask, oh, what would happen if you turn this process upside down, or you do something, no, we can't do it, the client won't like it. Immediately you feel from, I have the knowledge and we can't do it. And I would like to do a few exercises. Probably you've seen them before, but I still like them. And